Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. Iran test-fired several ballistic missiles from silos across the country Tuesday. That's according to the official website of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. It defies recent UN sanctions on its missile program. The test was intended to show Iran's deterrent power and also the Islamic Republic's ability to confront any threat against the Islamic Revolution. That's according to the website. Confrontation there. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. The UN envoy for Syria will begin holding substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition no later than Monday. A spokesman for Stefan de Mistura says the talks will officially start on Wednesday. However, logistics and other issues mean that delegations are likely to arrive in Geneva over several days. The spokesman, Jesse Chaheen, specified the timetable on Tuesday amid media reports giving various dates for the start of the talks. Somalia's intelligence service operated with the U.S. in airstrikes that killed more than 150 al-Shabaab members on Saturday. That's according to an intelligence official Tuesday. The airstrikes targeted a forested military training camp run by the Islamic extremists about 200 kilometers north of the capital of Mogadishu. That's according to the official. The official added that the camp was al-Shabaab's main planning base. He said Somali officials helped the U.S. to pinpoint the location of the militant training base. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu will continue talks with Greece on the migration crisis at a meeting planned in the Turkish coastal city of Izmir. The two leaders will head talks Tuesday at a joint meeting of cabinet ministers. It comes hours after a European Union summit in Brussels outlined a deal that would see migrants being sent back from EU member Greece to Turkey on a larger scale. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras flew directly to the Turkish city from Brussels to attend the talks. European leaders hoped early Tuesday they'd reach the outlines for the possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey, as we mentioned earlier. They were confident a full agreement could be reached at a summit next week. After months of disagreements and increasing bickering among the 28 EU nations, French President François Hollande said the summit has created hope that the refugee question can